Federal funding announced last month has helped kickstart plans to clean up a set of abandoned copper mines in Orange County. They're designated as Superfund sites, among the most toxic waste sites in the country. But the mining waste has been there for over a century, and many neighbors have asked why it needs to be disturbed after all this time. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp and Abigail Giles visited the remains of one of the mines in Corinth.
The stream running down a large forested hillside in Corinth is clear, but the air smells of sulfur, and the water here is more acidic than lemon juice.
Up here, the pH of that water is about 2. And at that pH, all the metals are dissolved. And so you can get what looks like a nice clean stream, but because of the pH, it can be absolutely loaded in metals.
Ed Hathaway is a project manager at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He's been working to clean up old mining sites around New England for more than 30 years. He says the water here isn't dangerous for people to be around, but it's deadly for most animals, for over a mile downstream.
For your normal trout, mayfly, a big drop in pH, 100% mortality. High concentrations of copper and zinc, you're going to see 100% mortality.
The water is so acidic and full of heavy metals because of the Pike Hill copper mines. They first opened here in the 1800s. For decades, workers removed millions of pounds of copper from the earth. The mines wrap around the top of a small mountain. In some places, the miners dug pits straight into the earth. In others, they blasted horizontal tunnels and hauled the copper-rich rock out with carts and horses.
So they take the rock, they crush it, and often they would use both magnetic separation and froth flotation, meaning they would just put it in a bath and they would use like a pine oil or something. And the divalent metals, copper's a divalent metal, would stick to that froth, they'd skim it off, concentrate it, and ship it.
That process left huge piles of dirt and rocks behind. They're still here from when the mine shut down in the early 1900s. When rain or groundwater hits those piles, it reacts with the sulfite inside the dirt and rocks and forms sulfuric acid. That acid runoff and the heavy metals it picks up along the way are what make the stream so toxic.
Because of that runoff, in the early 2000s, the mine was declared a Superfund site. That's a federal program to clean up some of the most polluted areas in the country. But even with this label, for more than a decade, nothing at Pike Hill changed. The site was something of a local attraction.
Whenever people came from out of town, we would go up to the mine just because it was an oddball destination.
Virginia Barlow has lived in Corinth most of her life, working as a forester and writer.
I was always just taken aback to see how barren the landscape was without any vegetation. The soil was still is a strange orangey color. And the brook, I remember, that leaves the mine was just creepy looking.
Her house isn't far from the mine, and the woods behind it are marked with evidence of the quest for copper that once dominated life here.
On our land and our neighbor's land, there are big trenches and pits where people obviously were digging looking for copper, but didn't find it.
Last year, the EPA announced it had a plan to clean up the Pike Hill mine. A colony of endangered bats lives in the shafts, so the cleanup has to be done carefully. And the EPA isn't going to seal up the mine tunnels. Instead, they're going to gather all the dirt that's leaching acid into one or two big piles and cover it with plastic.
We need to get it out of contact with water, and then we cap it, and that cap prevents that oxygen diffusion into the waste. So when you remove the water and you limit the oxygen, then you shut that reaction off.
This idea has worked before at the much bigger Elizabeth mine, about 25 miles away. Another long dormant copper mine site, the Ely mine in Verscher, is also slated for cleanup.
A lot of these projects are starting now because Congress set aside a lot more money for this kind of work. Vermont got $38 million through the bipartisan infrastructure law that passed in 2021. And more money for the Pike Hill mine was set aside earlier this year.
The bipartisan infrastructure law injection of a lot more funding is sort of putting now on a fast track some projects that have been languishing because there wasn't either the federal funding or the private funding to make it happen.
David Cash leads the EPA's work in New England. He says federal lawmakers also brought back something called the polluters pay tax, which will create a big pot of money for future Superfund cleanups.
Not everyone in Corinth is happy about the cleanup plan, though. The project is expected to cost almost $20 million, and thousands of truckloads of materials are expected to pass through town. Virginia Barlow gets the concern.
I think the current plan is a little overwhelming to people. It's a huge expense of resources and time and money, moving a massive amount of earth, both on the site and from away. And people, of course, are worried about the roads.
People like Olivia Harding Tillman. She and her husband own a winery on the same quiet dirt road that will see all the truck traffic.
There's no lights up here. There's really no cars that go by. So the disruption to the people that are here seems extreme for the amount of mitigation that they're actually doing.
Olivia says things would be different if the mine were poisoning people's well water. But it's not. That's a complaint Ed from the EPA has heard a lot. But he says the Superfund program is not just about cleaning up public health hazards. It's also meant to address threats to the environment, like a section of river without any life in it, surrounded by toxic soils.
Part of the sell is, well, if it was so important, why didn't you ever deal with it? It's been here so long. It didn't just happen, you know, but I think it just had to wait its turn.
The work at Pike Hill won't start until next year, at the earliest. Then it'll take several years to complete. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.
And I'm Lexi Krupp.